Ezra, chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth has Yahweh, the God of heaven, given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of Yahweh, the God of Israel, he is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left, in any place where he sojourns, let the men of his place help him with silver, and with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house of God which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin rose up, and the priests, and the Levites, even all whose spirit God had stirred to go up to build the house of Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. And all those who were round about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put in the house of his gods. Even those Cyrus king of Persia brought forth by the hand of Mithraeth the treasurer, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them, 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 29 altered. 30 bowls of gold, spare silver bowls 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar had brought up, when those of the captivity were brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem.